In this week's edition of House Matters, Cabinet to consider the establishment of a municipal court and the Ministry of Local Government to introduce streetlight hotline. Stay with us.
My name is Hansa Parchman, Olympian student at the University of the West Indies. Because I stayed in school, I achieved my goals. PART is there to help you to succeed. Let PART help you achieve your goals. Stay in school, school we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
Cabinet is to consider a submission for the establishment of a municipal court and enhancement of the municipal police force. Making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday, Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel Arscott, said a joint submission from his ministry and the Ministry of Justice has been drafted for presentation to Cabinet.
There are several deficits in the current arrangements for adjudicating municipal offences that serves to frustrate the local authorities in bringing prosecutions relating to breaches of municipal laws. These include a substantial cost being incurred by the LAs in bringing an offender to court without recovery of these costs.
He argued that failure to effectively enforce the full range of municipal laws has many undesirable consequences, including high levels of violations and non-compliance in respect of planning and building regulations, uncontrolled and illegal street vending, illegal parking, and refusal to use designated bus and taxi stands and terminals. Come July 1, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development's streetlight hotline will become operational. Portfolio Minister Noel Arscott told parliamentarians that the streetlight hotline will enable members of the public to report defective streetlights. The hotline number is 1-888-991-4617. And members of the public are being asked to call the toll-free number during business hours Mondays to Fridays to make their reports. Minister R. Scott said the move is part of measures by the government to reduce spending on streetlights.
The local government fraternity light organization in Jamaica is challenged by the escalating cost of electricity, which is threatening to affect the level of service they provide. This escalation continues to crowd out fiscal space, which can be allocated to more productive activities.
And sections of the National Solid Waste Management Authority Act are to be reviewed and redrafted in order to make the law more effective. The amendments are to increase the number of persons on the authority's board to include representatives from the Association of Local Government Authorities and the Ministry of Health, and allow the minister, by order and subject to affirmative resolution of each House of Parliament, to amend the monetary penalties specified in the Act and any of the schedules of the Act.
We will be seeking to promulgate the regulations dealing with licensing and registration of waste disposal facilities and waste collectors, tipping fees to enable levying of fees for waste disposal, and public cleansing to enable summonses being issued for failure to pay fines.
Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott. He says once the amendments are passed, there will be stricter standards for waste management and improved enforcement to ensure compliance. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is reviewing the country's foreign trade policy. The policy establishes a framework setting out the parameters within which foreign trade can contribute to the achievement of Jamaica's development objectives. Debating a motion brought by opposition Senator Christopher Tufton in last Friday's sitting of the Upper House, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, noted that the foreign trade policy is expected to facilitate domestic economic growth. He adds that the policy is an element of the country's overall growth inducement strategy.
The purpose of the policy is to contribute to increasing economic prosperity by maximizing the gains from a country's integration into global trade process.
According to Senator Nicholson, Jamaica's foreign trade policy influences what is traded, how it is traded, who trades, what standards are applied, and how disputes are resolved. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.